Oh, by the way, when I joined the company, we were doing about $4.5 million out of an alley in downtown Rochester, New York, in that same building that my grandfather had purchased in 1919, $4.5 million. We were the largest seafood company in Rochester, New York. Over a 22-year period, beginning in 1980, we acquired 8 companies. You want to hear the story of how we got in the meat business? Say, yeah, I want to hear the story. Yeah, I want to hear the story. Okay, so you know how we got in the meat business? We had a dear friend. His name was Seymour Jacobson. He was in the meat business. We were primarily in the fish business. We did business out of town. Do you know what out of town was back then? Probably 15 miles out of downtown Rochester, New York was considered out of town. But he did a lot of business around the Finger Lakes, and we did also. And we would help each other. My father always taught me, you treat others the way you'd want to be treated. Even your competitors, you treat others the way you'd want to be treated. And so we would help each other. He would, he'd call us, he'd say, listen, I've got a delivery. My driver messed up. Could you take it for me? Absolutely. We'll put it on our truck. We'll take it down when we take the other delivery. And we would help each other. He called in the morning. Does anybody remember what the interest rates were in the early 80s? Yeah, baby. And I'll tell you, in the meat business, when you're extending 30 to 60-day terms and you got to pay the bill, at least in our business, we had to pay the bill in no more than 14 days. Okay, that was max. I mean, where are you? You're in a major case of hurt, okay, if you're using borrowed capital. So he called us on a Friday morning and said, I don't know if I like this clock up here. He called me on Friday morning and said, hey, Kip, can I see you and your dad this afternoon? I said, sure. He came in the office. He says, if we can't do something, I can't open Monday morning. We bought the company over the weekend. Opened up Monday morning as Palmer Jacobson Food Services, and that's what put us in the meat business. So over a 22-year period, we acquired 8 companies, and those acquisitions basically helped us achieve our goal of becoming a broadline distributor. That's our facility now. It's 125,000 square feet. Our direct-to-you market is on the south end, and our warehouse extends all the way to the north, and we're actually moving in the first quarter to a facility that's twice that size in Rochester, New York, God willing, end of January or end of February. During the course of that time, we were always a retailer. We've been a retailer. We always had a little retail store, always had a little cash and carry, always did that kind of thing. We continued it 163 years later. So we decided we'd kind of strike out and have a little fun. So some property became available that was right there, so we built our first Palmer's Direct to You market. This little market's about 14,000 square feet, including storage. It basically is food in the round. It features certified Angus beef, as well as fresh seafood, as well as frozen seafood. And we also have a restaurant inside that building where you can taste what we have on both sides. It's pretty neat. It's kind of fun. The sales in that store will be approximately $6.5 million this year. And believe it or not, 20% of the business is in December, and the peak sales week is approximately $500,000. So the volume goes from 80 to 90,000 to $500,000 Christmas week. Where do you think I am during that time? I'm on the floor working in the store, having the time of my life, saying thank you to everybody for their patronage and for their support for all these years. So, what's the summary of Palmer's? Broad line distributor, 8,000 active items. We sell everything from produce to dessert and everything in between, including coffee and Jansan equipment. And Jansan meaning like dish machines and that kind of stuff. And we have service techs and we do all that. We're a protein specialist. We call ourselves a protein specialist with broad line convenience. We're a licensed CAB distributor. We've been a licensed CAB. By the way, they made me wait 10 years to become a licensed CAB distributor. I want you to know that. I waited 10 years for the 13 years for the opportunity to become a CAB licensed distributor. We have a portion control meat department in-house where we cut basically steaks, chops. We're a broad line cutting operation. We don't buy it. We produce it ourselves. We have about 1,000 active clients. Our primary distribution center is central and western New York. But we also handle, for those of you who know anything about, anybody know anything about dinosaur barbecue? Okay, we're the primary for dinosaur barbecue. It's also, it's owned by George Soros, just to let you know. And we also go as far as Atlantic City. We're the primary supplier to the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City. We have about 200 associates. Now, during the course of those acquisitions in 1988, we acquired a company called GNC Foods. GNC Foods would be like buying your supplier. And that's what we did. When we bought GNC Foods, they were doing about $27 million out of a facility that was about 20,000 square feet, maybe 15,000 square feet. A redistributor is someone who buys in very large quantities, takes some calculated risks and speculates, and basically services food service distributors, as well as retailers, and generally less than truckload quantities. Now, what's the advantage to a distributor? The advantage is a lot of times distributors can't make minimums because the minimum drops from a lot of the packers are 10,000 pounds. So if you're a smaller distributor, you can't have a relationship with the top four. You don't have enough volume to have a relationship with the top four. And in the meat business, if you're not in a position where you can buy multiple truckloads of individual items, individual cuts, you are not competitive. We help that small distributor be competitive. We give that distributor access to all the packers in the country, and we generally sell the product, don't to all the packers. We generally sell the product at or below what the packer would charge and normally below. We're very protein focused. To give you an idea, beef-wise, we buy anywhere from 1.5 million to 2 million pounds of boxed beef a week. We have about 500 clients in 19 states, and we have 225 associates. We moved from the first facility with 700 pallet positions to a facility that had 16,000 pallet positions. Yes, they thought I was crazy when we made that move. I never thought we'd outgrow that facility. We did outgrow that facility, and now that's our facility. We have 276,000 square feet of refrigerated warehouse under that roof. Like I said, I take no credit. I'll tell you a quick story. I know I'm not supposed to. They're going to pull a hook on me pretty soon. But maybe Bryce will give me a break and let me stay up here for a couple more minutes. When I used to go by this building, and I used to commute to Syracuse. I live in Rochester. I used to commute every day. It's funny how the Lord works. And I used to go by that building. You got to keep in mind, the building we were in was pretty small and it was pretty tight and it wasn't fun. And I would go by that building and I'd say, you know, Lord, I'd love to have a building like that someday. Would you think about that for me? And maybe, you know, maybe you might someday bless me with a building like that. And I'll be a son of a gun if 22 years later he didn't bless me with that building. So what I'm supposed to talk to you about is how do we create demand for certified Angus beef? Okay? Well, let me tell you how we do it. Our Syracuse business does it because they're a licensed redistributor. They make certified Angus beef a lot more available to all licensed, have to be a licensed distributor to buy certified Angus beef or a licensed retailer. So we're a supplier for them on a fill-in basis and also in many cases on a primary basis because we're able to buy our certified Angus beef for less than what they can buy it directly from the packer because of how we buy and the volumes that we buy in and the freights and everything else. Okay? So that's how GNC markets it. They don't market it much, except having it available, taking care of clients. They do a great job. So how does this is primarily focused on the food service side. So one of the ways that we do it, and we actually received the People's Choice Award from CAB for this, is our Savor Local Restaurants promotion. So Scott, would you be willing to?
Did you ever dream of owning a restaurant? Hi, I'm Kip Palmer, asking you to support those people who are living their dream and operating locally owned restaurants. They're our friends and neighbors. They contribute to our local economy, and they would truly appreciate your support. Our Savor Local Restaurant celebration is going on now through April 28th. Please show your support and savor the flavors during our Savor Local Restaurant celebration.
We invested this year the equivalent of about $250,000 in this promotion, and we did it to support our independent restaurants who candidly are having a tough time competing with the chains. But it also we also use it as a vehicle to specifically promote certified Angus beef branded product and licensed users on the website and in the television ads. Plus, we featured new CAB values for licensed restaurants. We had them for licensed restaurants only, okay, so that they could take advantage of lower costs during that promotional period and give their customers a better value. One of the things that Certified Angus Beef came out with, and you probably have heard about this before, but I got to tell you, I'll tell you firsthand, their Masters of Brand Awareness program is absolutely phenomenal. It's not good. It's great. We've sent five reps. They've attended, and they got a pass. You know, we actually sent six. One failed, believe it or not. He had a prayer meeting when he came home. But he's going back to finish. But the bottom line is, okay, we have five that have passed. We want to send every single salesperson that we have to this program. It's phenomenal. Why is it phenomenal? Because it makes evangelists of those salespeople. They go out and they sell the brand. They sell the brand. Our weekly center of the plate talking sheets give our sales force new tools each week to help our customers capitalize on featured CAB cut steaks. Center of the plate, CAB. Tonight's specials give our wholesale customers a great idea for their weekly special board. It highlights a cut, provides a recipe, step-by-step instructions, detailed information about the item, the ingredients, and the cost breakdown, and it highlights the profitability. Again, certified Angus beef. If I owned a restaurant, I would buy certified Angus beef. Matter of fact, believe it or not, sorry about that, Scott. I carry my certified Angus beef card with me every day. Because I believe in it. Our direct-to-you market proudly features certified Angus beef at the entrance of our store. We highlight certified Angus beef items in gold foil-wrapped cut steaks. Not the plain black, gold, okay? They don't make platinum, okay? And offer a cut-to-order subprimal pieces of all types. That's one of the things we do differently in our store. You can actually buy a strip, buy a tenderloin, buy a ribeye. We'll cut it. We have vacuum packaging machines right there, and we'll do anything that you want. It's all cut-to-order, and it's all, you know, it's at no additional charge. No one else does it anymore. All the stuff is being pre-packed. A lot of cases is being pre-packed, pre-cut at packer level, and they're basically just putting it in the case. So if somebody wants a 48-ounce center-cut porterhouse, they can get it. I'm going to their house for dinner. prominent signage, refrigerated case, marketing point of sales, a full library of CAB fact sheets, and employee ball caps help promote the brand. CAB items and specials are also highlighted on our Direct to Market menu. This is kind of fun. I know I'm out of time. This is kind of fun. This is a laptop sticker. Sounds pretty basic, right? Yeah, so what? When do you think that comes into play? When a salesperson opens his laptop, right? Because he's sitting at a table, right? He's got the client across the way, they're talking order, da 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 da, right? Lifts the laptop. What's the first thing the guy sees? Certified Angus beef. We did a custom grinds point of sale for the sales team to use as a support tool in growing our custom burger trend. Many customers are showing interest in their own signature blends, and we want certified Angus beef as the cornerstone of their high-end ingredient profile. We continue to educate clients on the features and benefits of using certified Angus beef to help enhance their menus. Our specialists engage clients in personal cuttings, comparisons, walking tours of our entire company with special emphasis in the meat department, and frequent trips to the Certified Angus Beef Education and Culinary Center in Worcester. We have a private plane. We use the private plane for two reasons. Number one, to take our clients to Certified Angus Beef in Worcester. And, of course, we also take them to other vendors like our seafood vendors. But the other thing that we do is we bring our clients, our distributor clients, to GNC in Syracuse, New York, because the airline connections are about as good as they are into Albany. And people today don't like to travel. They don't want to tie up the time. So we pick them up at 8 in the morning. They come in, they spend the day with us, and they go home. Just out of curiosity, because the comment was made, and I thought Eric was absolutely right, handwritten notes, knowing something about the client, taking a personal interest in getting to know them, that's really key today. Take a guess as to what the average sales increase is for our Syracuse company every time they bring a client to their facility, do a top-to-top, and have them back for dinner. How much do you think the average increase is with the client? Take a guess.
50%.
It's actually 38. Very good. 38% average increase. You think you can afford a plane? Bet your life. That's the longest tractor trailer I've ever seen. I said, what'd you do? How'd you take that picture? But you can see we have CAB truck decals on all of our delivery trucks. Our internal customer newsletter, as well as our outside customer newsletter, is called the Fish Wrapper, and we feature certified Angus beef articles in that, and talk a lot about CAB and what it means to us. And of course, we connect, as Eric always said, you got to be connected. So we connect, you know, through hyperlinks and all that kind of stuff on our websites. I'll leave you with two things, maybe three. The first thing is, it's all about people. If you hire the right people and you invest in those people and you train, repeat, if you do all the right things, you're going to be successful. The second thing is beliefs become behaviors. Beliefs become behaviors. And behaviors drive your results. Don't ever lose sight of what your beliefs are. Don't ever lose sight of what your values are. Don't ever, 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 ever vary from that. Stay true to your values. Stay true to your beliefs. They will drive the behaviors, and your behaviors will drive your results. I started with my father 38 years ago. We were doing $4.5 million out of an alley. We will do in excess of $650 million in sales this year. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for providing my dad for me. Okay. What questions do you have? I hope you have questions. Please ask me a question.
What did the G and C stand for?
That's a very good question. It stands for the two original owners, Gary Graham, G, and Butch Conrad, C. And Mr. Conrad actually passed this year. Matter of fact, you know how we ended up buying the company? Well, we were buying directly from the Packers. And back then, again, you probably don't know much. You may know all about this, and maybe I'm being redundant, and forgive me, but not too many people know about this. We were buying cattle pack cattle. Okay, so back in the 70s, I'm sorry, back in the 80s, 70s too, but mostly in the 80s, the Packers, to keep their plants running at full capacity, sold cattle pack cattle, the chuck, the rib, the loin, and the round at reduced prices if you bought the whole animal. It's like buying a car for less than the sum of the parts, okay? And there was a real advantage because everybody was on the same basis. The only difference was freight. If you bought one head of cattle, you got the same price as the guy that bought 100 loads. That's how crazy that was, but that's how it was. So a little guy like me, that was great, man. That was like manna from heaven, okay? So we're buying the cattle, we're breaking the parts, we're taking the middles. What does food service buy mostly, right? Right? Strips, tenderloins, ribs, top butts, top rounds, right? Anything else that we didn't need, we peddled, okay? And we were aggravating everybody. It was a beautiful thing. The problem is that God, when God made the animal, there's only two tenderloins, there's only two knuckles, there's only two top rounds, right? So when you're buying all this cattle, you couldn't buy enough cattle because you either got way over or way under. So we were constantly running short. And no one would trade with us. And if they did, it cost us more than we were selling it for. So I called IBP one day and I said, hey, you got anybody that would trade with me? And they said, sure. Call GNC Foods, Gary Graham and Butch Conrad. Call the good guys in Syracuse, New York. So I called them up. They said, come on down and see our facility. So I went down there, and they treated me very nicely and everything else. And roughly an hour after I got there, they offered to sell me the company because they were in workout with the bank. And I don't know if you know what workout means with a bank, but it doesn't mean they want you to stay around. They want to work you out, okay? So after a little bit of due diligence, that's exactly what we did. We bought the company. But that's where the GNC comes from. And we actually keep it separate. You know, I'm a full disclosure guy. The reason we keep it separate is because GNC sells all of Palmer's competitors. But I keep telling them in Syracuse, they continue to grow, and it doesn't seem to bother them that much. It's okay. And Palmer was there long before anything else. So we got to respect time. Yes, I'm sorry. My philosophy on transition is, and the only thing I can speak to really, Bryce, on that is just our own business. What I teach my children is that we have an obligation to the people that work with us. We have an obligation to their families. They are the most important part of our business. Our people are the most important part of our business. If I say it once, I say it 100 times a day. Candidly, they're more important than our clients. Because if they're happy, if our people are happy, how do you think they're going to treat our clients? they're going to treat them right. So in my case right now, I'm looking, there's a difference between ownership and management. From an ownership standpoint, my children will own the business. From a management standpoint, they may or may not be involved. They may be involved in the business, but not in a management role. It's, you know, and the only thing I can say about it is to start early. Start talking about it early. Start talking to your children early about it. Be open about it. Have family meetings. In my father's case, my father and mother sat down with I have two sisters and a brother. And he sat down with us and basically said, and at that time, what he had personally was equivalent to what the retained earnings in the company was at the time, the book value of the company. So he said to the girls, to my sisters, he said, "Your mother and I have talked about this, and the business is going to the boys. I know it sounds terrible, but it is what happened. I was 16 years of age. Today, I got all girls except for one boy. So the business is going to the boys, and everything that we have personally is going to you girls." But it was very open. It was very open. So I guess I have more of a complicated situation now. You know, I have more of a complicated situation than maybe my dad had. We had maybe 30 people full and part-time. We have 425 people now. Our business, thank the Lord, continues. Our business has doubled since 2007. And again, I take no credit for it.